What, want us to do talk?
Okay, I guess we're going to start with a song.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Track.
Is this still on? We can't have this on. This is our intro song. All right, the mic's got to go off.
Well, welcome to the first ever, and probably the last ever, Between 8 and 12 Beers with Scott Wolf. My special guest today is Ross Rayla from the Fargo Forum.
I've already had 4 beers myself.
Well, I don't know about that, but I've only had 2. I have to make a confession here. And I'm really working hard on this, and talking is just getting me a little bit out of... it's not working very well as far as talking and drinking beer goes. So I think we're going to play another song. But we're not prepared for that quite yet.
Okay, well, this next song is called SodaStream. It's not by Elvis, actually. It's by Leela, or something like that. She's like an Aphex Twin fan, friend, Bjork, etc. Kind of gothy, but I'd start out that night, you know, sort of depressed.
Yeah, that's good for beer drinking. And Ross, I think you should probably tell the people what you're really drinking.
Snapple Pink Lemonade.
Right on.
Thank you.
okay, we're back. And I was going to tell a joke, but I don't have any. So, and I'd like to introduce our
on bongos.
On bongos, the one and only Roger Hastings. Oh, yeah, get down, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Aren't those the best sounding bongos you've ever heard, Rob?
Oh, it's fabulous, actually. I can feel people tuning out as we speak, actually. So we're actually located here Friday evening in the Coach and Six Studios in utter downtown Fargo. There's a line outside. If you drive by, we've got a full number of guests. It's standing room only, actually outside. Room.
If you listen really close, you can hear the people outside just fucking going crazy. And, you know, there's some chicks out there that want to have sex with me, so it might be a short show tonight. And, ladies.
Well, if that happens, I'll just start reading my own poetry.
Well, that's what I was going to do, Ross.
Oh.
I think I got you beat. You gotta put those up to the mic.
I believe in unicorns, and I think there's a unicorn with us right now.
Hello, unicorn.
Unicorns are among us.
Oh.
song is just going on forever.
But with a guitar solo like we just heard, how can you not have a 10-minute song?
Yeah, that's true. Ozzy's pretty cool.
Well, pretty cool.
Did you know that once he snorted a line of heroin? Oh
my God. I heard he bit a bat's head off, too.
But he really did snort a line of heroin.
He snorted bat's heads?
We should have kept the mics off. I
think. Yeah, turn the mics off again, Roger.
Actually, this song goes on for another 10 minutes, doesn't it?
Show me to the center of eternity. That wasn't Ozzy, that was me.
Actually, there's a few small hobbits in here now, too. With the unicorns.
The unicorns have company?
Yeah.
Oh, I think the Emmy's coming up here.
Oh, shit. Well, there we go. That was Ozzy Osbourne, Journey to the...
Center, spelled C-E-N-T-R-E, because, you know, Ozzy is British. And that's how they spell it over there in jolly old England.
So what do you think of that? Oh, sorry, didn't mean to step on your joke. How do you feel about Sharon Osbourne?
Sharon Osbourne. Is she the one that's married to Howard Stern?
No, Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne. She's like a PTA president, I believe.
She's awesome, man.
Yeah.
She got in a fight on Howard Stern with ICP.
ICP as in...
Insane Clown Posse!
You know, I haven't drank enough yet, and the unicorns just ain't doing it for me like they are for you, Ross.
Okay, all right. we're not ready for another song yet, are we? We have to chat about something.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to interview Ross about his job as the variety... No, the... Diversions editor.
I'm not really the editor, but...
Well, what else are you, though? I mean, you're the Diversions guy. Is Tom Fantera the editor, or...?
No.
Oh, okay. What do you do, Ross? Like, what does your daily routine consist of?
Well, I write about very interesting things and interesting people, and I like to think that I write about people who help the community.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I bet that gives you a warm feeling inside.
It really does.
Yeah.
I like to think that there's so many volunteers out there that just don't get enough recognition,
mm-hmm.
and that's what Diversions is really for.
Oh, great.
What
the hell was that?
Next week I'm doing a cover on an 83-year-old man who works at Walmart.
Oh, wow.
Not really strictly volunteering, but...
He's one of those geezer greeters.
He's a hero.
Oh, a hero is out there called. Oh.
Yeah, I was actually had to go to Walmart, and he gave me an anti-abortion flyer.
Oh, that's great.
And I was
that's
like,
great.
Thanks.
Well, he's a true American, then.
Because I was thinking of having an abortion.
You know,
but,
well, that's great.
That.
I think you should. Because there's a lot of positive things that you don't hear about in today's media that I think are valid, to the point, and don't get me wrong, I love you pro-lifers, but there are some things that I just will not stand for, and that one thing is intolerance of idealistic standards, because for one thing, I am a staunch liberal. Oh, shit.
Is this going anywhere?
No. No, I'm starting, you know, this is the voice I want to have when I, like, call up ladies when I get really desperate, when I'm, like, 35 and just pick up, like...
As opposed to now?
No, this is when I start looking through the phone book and looking through numbers and getting numbers out of the phone book. You know, oh, she's only got an initial for the first name. It's got to be a lady. Hi, how you doing?
Is this L... Fjeldenstin, Shin. I love your last name. It sounds sexy.
Yeah. Why do you say that to me? Fjeldenstein. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Mrs. Fjeldenstin.
Well, maybe we should play another song.
I think that's probably the best thing.
Our audio engineer is kind of en route. So... Actually, this next song is by the Sneaker Pimps, who were all like commercial before and had a female lead singer, and they dumped her.
Oh.
And now the we're playing track one.
Now they're playing at Cactus Jack's, or
yeah.
Oh.
Actually, and there's two ways to get out of the bar of Cactus Jack's. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard you had quite the
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. The play button? Oh, that's stop.
Number one?
Yeah, one. that was the Sneaker Pimps. Scott, what did you think of that song?
I thought it was pretty good. I didn't mean to burp into the mic. I'm sorry to everybody, all two people listening. And Mom and Dad, I'm sorry. So, but it was good.
Well, that's good. I like songs that are good.
I like good songs. You know, there are a couple bad songs that I like, too. For instance, Mother by Danzig.
Oh, Danzig. Do you know he's coming to Fargo?
Oh.
Civic Center?
Did you hear Bob Dylan's coming to Fargo?
Yeah, no, who's that now? Which one is he?
He's the father of some guy in a band.
Speaking of Bob Dylan, we've got a virtuoso harmonica player coming on later. We're really excited about that.
Yeah, and his name is T-Bone Hastings or something? He's from the South that we brought in?
Yeah, it's sort of a new avant-garde thing.
Well, you know, he's got a really unconventional, unorthodox way of playing harmonica. We talked to him, and he was just like, you know, I just breathe in and breathe out, baby. And that's the way I feel about it. And, you know, when he said that, I felt it, you know.
Well, you know, Scott, there's a lot more to playing the harmonica than just blowing and sucking. That's what T-Bone taught us.
Well, when I was talking to T-Bone... there was a magical experience that occurred, and T-Bone told me that it's nothing more than blowing and sucking, so I think you're wrong.
Okay, well, we're going to have to talk to T-Bone about that during the next song. I believe this next song is it's a song that Scott wrote.
Yeah, it was during a really hard time in my life, and, well, let me tell you a little bit about this time in my life. It was... my wife had just left me. My wife, her name was Delta. And
Delta Burke?
No. And I get that all the time. But she had just left me.
Where's that bongo drum when we need it?
And you know, I'm getting a little choked up here. And
Delta had left you?
Delta had left me.
She had left you for Major Dad, 14. I believe.
Major Dad, no, it's not that Delta. The Delta I'm talking about is the Delta of my heart, and... anyway, I'm going to let the song speak for itself.
The biggest heartache of the year. And each night those swinging doors reach out for me and draw me in. They know each night that I'll be back to wind me up again. Wind me up, turn me on, and watch me cry for you. Lately, drinking warm red wine is all I want. Never know how tight I'll wind me up till I walk in. But I don't care, cause I'll be back to wind me up again. Play. Yeah. I taught him all that. I'd like to thank the folks that raised the grapes way out in California. And I'm hoping this will be their biggest year. Cause scarlet water's all that's left to keep me hanging on. That's why I'll try to wind me up each day and night next year. Wind me up, or turn me on, and watch me cry for you. Lately, drinking warm red wine is all I want to do. Never know how tight I'll wind me up till I walk in. But I don't care, cause I'll be back to
we're back, and that was the song that I wrote about Delta, and I feel really strongly. I mean, it's been 14 years, and I wrote that song, and, you know, it's really upbeat and all of that, but, you know, really, I have a deep underlying hurt.
So, are you still on the methadone?
I don't want to talk about that, really, because I can't drink when I'm on the methadone, so it's okay. I'm not on it today. Let's just put it that way.
I'm actually on sleep spray.
Sleep spray?
Yeah.
Did you get the Metro Drug 123 Broadway?
That, you know what? That's the hottest place to pick up singles in Fargo Moorhead.
Wow.
Right about 3:30 in the afternoon.
Hmm.
On check day, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When they get liquor on their breath.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Yeah. Those are nice.
You have one arm.
Yeah. Do you got how many forms of hepatitis you got, baby? I only got A and B.
I've been vaccinated for C. I'm feeling lucky.
I'm looking for C. D isn't very common in America, but hey, you got it. I'm with you. Because I want it, baby.
God, Roger. That's kind of like a Cure song, actually.
Roger's going to play Killing an Arabian by The Cure over here pretty soon if we let him.
No, it's like a short-term effect. That's what it reminds me of. On a pornography. Yeah, okay. Oh, I guess we have to play another song.
No, we can keep talking.
Hello.
Wow. Was that the ship horn?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's the ghost of Christmas past. It's February. I mean, March. It's March, and the ghost of Christmas past is talking to me.
So, this next song...
And I'm on a beer, and I need another one, God damn it.
Hook us up. Just hold on, man. So this next song is also kind of a sad song. It's about... Scott, I'm sure you've been in this place before. It's like a late, you know, weekend night. You're all drunk and horny, and, you know, you want to call up Delta and say, give me some loving, baby.
Well, yeah. I haven't called Delta for 14 years, like I said earlier. But, you know, I'm sure I can understand this song because, you know, my new girlfriend, you know.
Yeah.
Shayna.
Go.
Okay, this is to all those who are listening to the rebroadcast at about 2:30 a.m. That last song was called, it's called Grudge, Star, Star, Star. I don't, what does Star, Star, Star mean? Do you know?
I think it's it's a punk rock thing. You know, you wouldn't understand.
Oh, I know, I'm so not punk rock. Anyway, that was the Scud Mountain Boys. And that song's really good for being depressed and kind of like you're halfway through the show and you really haven't done what you wanted to do yet. I don't know where I'm going with this. Anyway, so if it's like 2:30 in the morning and you're listening to this, you could be, you know, like, you know, I'm not, screw women. I'm not like, you know, go to the other side.
Well, the thing about it, Ross, is that at 2:30 in the morning, all these guys that are on their computer are like waiting for that special girl to call, and they haven't called yet. So,
and they're on, you know, they've got the phone line tied up, so you may as well make the most of it.
Exactly. Which, what would be the best way to make the most of it, in my opinion, would be to go to www.bigmen.com.
That was what one of our audience members suggested. Apparently it's a free site. You can post your own pictures there. It's a it's something.
Well, it's great because if you really want to look at what, you know, I mean, on radio, you don't really see what the people look like. But if you go to www.bigmen.com, you will see both of us. And it's free. And
I'm giving Scott the business, if you know what I mean. That's a technical term.
The business. I don't know that technical term.
Oh, you will.
Ooh.
So, actually, I was going to tell you one thing about, you know, speaking of different things.
Uh-huh.
You know, you ever go to, like, a kind of a borderline indie movie? As much indie as you can get in Fargo. And you see it with someone, like, from work who, you know, is, like, a secretary or something. And
yeah, like somebody that has a glamour shot, maybe.
Exactly.
And she doesn't quite look like... Turn that goddamn thing off.
And it's like, you know, she loves Julia Roberts. She has a stepmom on DVD. Uh-huh. She didn't have a DVD player. That's how much she likes Julia Roberts.
Oh, okay.
And you're, like, you're, thank you.
She's got a fictional boyfriend named Irvin.
Yeah, Irvin.
I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway, so, you know, you go to being John Malkovich with this girl, and you're leaving.
And she's hot, and she's hot for you.
Yeah, she left a little puddle in the seat, if you know what I mean.
Fucking A.
And then afterwards, you're like, so, you know, so Ginger, what did you think? And she says, well, that was different.
Uh-huh.
You got a winner there.
Yeah.
She's an achiever.
Because she doesn't really know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But girls are kind of dumb anyway, aren't they?
Well, girls are dumb, but they're good in the sack.
that was, since I'm the only one who seems to be actually caring what we're listening to, that was Wilco?
With Nothing's Ever Going to Stand in My Way Again?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, I'm not really into that farm. I mean, I guess I did just play Scud Mountain Boys. They're kind of farm core.
Well, they kind of sound like it, I guess. Ross has finished his bottle of Boons, and I am on beer number 6. So we got at least another 6 beers left.
In the background there, you just heard T-Bone.
T-Bone Hastings. And let me tell you something about T-Bone. He is down here, and he, you know, he's the southern type where you can't understand a goddamn word he says, you know? It's like, I mean, did you guys just hear that? Ross,
he's 8 feet tall. He's about 120 pounds. He's
a weird-looking motherfucker, if you ask me. I mean, he's a nice guy and all. He just got off the train. I met him at Metro today while I was working. And he smells like shit. I mean, thankfully he can't hear what we're saying right now. I mean.
Well, he's deaf. But that's why he's such a hero.
Yeah, he travels in the long tradition of Hank Williams and Jimmy Rogers, but at the same time being very blues influenced. And, you know, after this song, we are actually going to hear an impromptu
performance. He's going to play, I think he's going to play Sex Trance.
Sex Trance it is.
Yeah, he had recorded that for Chess in about 1955.
Yeah.
It was really ahead of its time.
Well, it's very unconventional. Like I said before, unorthodox.
I'm not sure that, I mean, he's not conventional. I mean, you listen to it and you'd be like, this sounds like crap, but you just don't know. Do you?
Well, the thing about it is that a lot of ears are not trained for what you're about to experience. And
well, after the next
after
song.
The next song, of course.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something: you will be blown away.
Speaking of the next song, before you hit the play button, there,
mm-hmm.
This is Ultrasound. They're my favorite band of the last couple of years, and they broke up.
They broke up.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
They broke up. But this song is called "Best Wishes," and I had. I received oral sex to this song in a car that was I was driving.
Did Delilah do it for you? I love Delilah.
yeah. The unicorn. So yeah, I heard that actually tape recordings of this show are already selling for $50 on eBay.
$50 on eBay, ladies and gentlemen. If you know what's good for you, you will pledge to this organization because we can't have this kind of programming without your support.
Which reminds me, I've got a tip for all of you lovers out there tonight. You sounded interesting.
I think I'm a lover.
Well, here's the tip. Okay, let's say... you go to the bar tonight, mm-hmm. and you pick up a hottie.
Yeah, because I'm going to...
Or whatever. I mean,
or a cold shoulder, one or the other, you know. You pick up a hottie.
So you
or
pick
a
up
really
the...
ugly one, too, like yeah. I usually do. But anyway, keep going.
You know, the night goes on, you know, things happen.
Put the night song on?
Well, no.
Okay.
It's a great night, you know, you fall asleep, whatever. You wake up in the morning, the hottie's still there, and you're like... get out, you know, and they don't get the hint. And then they say, oh, well, here, let's email each other. Here's my email address. And you take the email address, walk away, go to the bathroom, put it in the toilet, flush, then walk back in and say, what now?
Well, you know,
that's
that brings
my
up,
guide to romance.
That brings up an interesting point because I would like to, you know, we were talking about how T-Bone Hastings was going to play. And, you know, what a segue I just
Speaking
made.
Speaking of email addresses.
The king of email addresses is this T. Bowens Hastings that I met at Metro today, like I said, who just gotten off the train.
He was actually vomiting in the
vitamin
aisle, wasn't he?
I don't think he wants to hear anything about his vomiting habit. Did you guys just hear him there? That was T. Bowen. T. Bowen, why don't you introduce yourself? T-Bone doesn't talk through his own vocal cords. He's got one of those, Vietnam things that you have to stick to your vocal cords.
Right.
He smokes out of his larynx tract, which is kind
but
of
who
odd.
Doesn't, let's be honest.
Well, yeah, I mean, who's not going to? I mean,
that's what the kids at Ralph's are doing these days, I hear.
Yeah, it's pretty fashionable to get a little trachea ring.
A larynx endectomy is like the
oh, is that
surgery.
The technical name? Oh,
I
I'm
so yeah. So, anyways, is T-Bone gonna play here? Or?
Well,
are you ready to play there, T-Bone? Okay,
what's this song called?
You can hear his cough, but you can't hear.
I like to call it Chicken Licking.
Chicken Licking. Yeah, we gave him our Casio so that he could have a beat. Anyway, take it away there, T-Bone.
Well, there's a little number called off of that train in Louisville. Got some chicken one day to call you a Steve. Gonna come off on greasy shit, go out.
Christ, that was fucking fabulous.
He's got the passion of Alex Chilton.
Well, yeah, I'd agree with that. I'd say he's the Yo-Yo Ma of harmonicas.
I'd say he's the Zakk Wylde.
The Zakk Wylde of heavy metal guitar, perhaps?
Yeah.
Mm.
That was amazing.
That is a good analogy, I might say, but I'd say he's on a class of his own, you know. That was just... Did you hear the inflection?
I got to go now, but if y'all want to meet me later, I'll come on to that bar.
Bismarck? The Bismarck you're going to, or?
Over in Moorhead.
Over in Moorhead. Vicks.
Chumley's? There's a hottie at Chumley's. She looks just like Britney Spears.
Oh my god, I'm so fucking in love with that girl. Oh. You know, Ross... I was one of the official crew of Closing Time when Ross had his little shindig where the
late lamented bar column.
Yeah, that got canceled. But anyway, you know, everything aside from there, we went to Chumley's one night, and there is a girl there that looks exactly like Britney Spears. And I'm so in love with her. And if you're listening, Britney Spears of Chumley's, which I know you are, because, I mean, who in Fargo Moorhead isn't listening to this right now? Really?
Donna is not listening.
Damn you, Donna.
She's going to get a licking when she gets home, I'll tell you that.
I know. God damn.
Are you going to... Six? Yeah.
Six?
Yeah, this next song, actually, this is for the... this is in the true spirit of the internet, actually. This is a bootlegged song by...
That sounds illegal.
By Radiohead.
Hmm.
It's a song that might show up on their next album. It's a bit depressing.
Radiohead, I guess that's kind of original, huh? Radiohead making a
depressing song, yeah.
Weird.
They're pretty much kind of right at the edge of being parody.
That's a new
that
one.
Hasn't
I've
stopped
never
the Cure, has it?
Oh.
T-Bone's a big Cure fan.
T-Bone's still hanging out here.
I mean, he can.
I mean, he might have said he left, but he's still hanging out here. We're still giving T-Bone beer, and you know, T-Bone Hastings is kind of got a weakness for the liquor, shall we say?
But well, T-Bone, the Cure to him is actually a fifth of rubbing alcohol.
Well, T-Bone, why don't you tell us about the Cure?
I love them. I love them.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Although we're not playing The Cure right now.
We're going to play Radiohead. And I don't know the name of the song, but it's pretty good.
Well, yeah.
White wine and sleep and pills help me get back to you.
Little white lies. I think you could.
So, Scott, I think I'll see you in the next life.
That sounds...
I will see you
in
the next life. Yeah, that was pretty horrible.
No, Roger.
No. We are about to rock your pants off. Take off your pants, damn it. If you're listening, take your pants off. Take it all off.
Take your panties off, too.
All of it.
I like to see girls without panties on.
Give me a little bit of volume on this.
You might think this is Nazareth, but you'd be wrong. Listen to that bass.
Actually, I heard Axl Rose's next album is coming out in 2005.
Oh well, I'm looking forward to it.
Our producer kisses our ass. It's awesome. Our producer is like cracking jokes to us right now, but I hate to talk over this.
Listen to that goddamn guitar, or whatever the hell that noise is.
Carl Qualley and his lovely girlfriend have shown up.
My name is Karen.
Just in time for us to be done.
Well, I like to, you know.
Have
Roger
you been listening?
Roger was telling me that.
Have you been listening?
No, I think
Carl, go over to the mic over there. There's a mic where T-Bone was playing before you guys missed T-Bone.
Yeah.
Sorry to say.
Get Carl on mic.
Give Carl the mic. I like to, like I was trying to say before, I like to define women by their boyfriends. So her name might be Karen, but she's always Carl Kowali's girlfriend to me.
Lolita.
That's a joke.
Yeah, is this Howard Stern? When are you going to get naked?
Hey, what track number am I supposed to be sure?
10.
Track number 10.
So we were told by our producers, the staff, to make some reassurances. Listeners, you're going to be able to hear this. When, Scott?
Over and over and over again.
Well, I mean in the future, new ones.
Oh, new ones. Oh, probably every Friday.
We're hoping the network picks us up, or, well, Scott, anyway.
Yeah, what's that called? Pilot?
Yeah, this is a pilot, yeah.
You know, I've enjoyed Ross's company so much that I'm going to pick Ross up, and we've got a contract here, and Ross has yet to sign it, so we need your emails, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot sit here and act like we do this for free. We need your funds, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we only do a pledge drive once a week. And so we need your funds.
And actually, if I don't work out, they've already got a replacement lined up. The blonde one from the Mommies.
Oh. Well,
so maybe that wouldn't be a bad thing.
I don't know. It wouldn't. Maybe. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen.
I said the blonde one from the Mommies. I was looking for a laugh here. Hello.
I didn't get it.
Oh, yeah, and we got Carl Mike, and he hasn't even talked.
Yeah,
Carl,
get the hell. Start talking there, O.
What up, y'all?
That's Carl Qualley from Orange 17, ladies and gentlemen.
I meant to bring some magnetic fields, but it wouldn't have mattered anyway. You weren't.
Well, Carl, what do you think about the unicorns?
Where? Can't you see the unicorns in here? It's prancing.
Carl, this is radio.
Yeah, so anyway.
People can't really see what we're seeing here, okay?
What?
People can't really see what we see, so just act like there's unicorns. But anyway, I think we got a good song queued up here, I believe.
Yeah, this song's out there for the lonely-hearted, or whatever. It's called No One Should Have No One. It's by Long River Train. It's a beautiful song. I think it's a great way to end the night. Peace out.
Yo. Karen, I love you. This song is going out to you. Baby. T-Bone, I miss
T-Bone
you.
T-Bone will be appearing in the gutter in the back of the Bismarck in about 10 minutes.
T-Bone will be at Ralph's tonight. He just woke up and told us. But anyway, here's the song.